This afternoon, a group supporting the amendment that would define marriage as the union between one man and one woman in Florida's Constitution held a press conference to announce their new name, strategy, and website. It was one of several similar coordinated events held around the state today to promote Amendment 2, which will be on this November's ballot. Terry Kempel is the president and founder of the Community Issues Council. He announced the new slogan and website for the campaign to enshrine a ban on gay marriage in the Florida Constitution, called YesToMarriage.org.
The name was chosen to emphasize the positive effect that marriage has on our country and to emphasize the focus of our campaign. We're saying yes to Amendment 2, by doing this, we're also saying yes to marriage. A yes vote on Amendment 2 will do one thing, and one thing only. It defines marriage as the union of a man and a woman, as the best arrangement for protecting children, and it does not prohibit the government from extending benefits to any person.
Sarah Tillis is a member of Idlewild Baptist Church in South Hillsboro and has been married for 52 years. She said that Amendment 2 does not prohibit the government or private corporations from extending benefits to any persons.
They are arguing that senior citizens will lose their benefits and will be harmed if Amendment 2 passes. One of the things they are saying is that senior citizens who are living together and who both had their spouse pass away will lose a Social Security benefit if Amendment 2 passes. This is an outright fraudulent claim. There is no connection at all between the state constitution and the federal Social Security law. This is the same strategy that homosexual activists used in Arizona, which happens to be the first state to ever lose a state marriage amendment initiative.
But Nadine Smith, executive director of Equality Florida, said that Amendment 2 would cause real hardships for some Florida seniors.
Longtime senior advocates, people like Bentley Lipscomb, the former head of the Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Alliance for Retired Americans, are all part of the Fairness for All Families Coalition, which is working to defeat this amendment precisely because it poses a threat to all unmarried Floridians and would hit unmarried seniors particularly hard. Florida has a large retiree population, and many rely on domestic partnership protections. They don't remarry after they've been widowed because they would lose essential pension and health benefits.
The press conference was held at the Beulah Baptist Institutional Church in Tampa. Its pastor, W. James Favorite, spoke in favor of Amendment 2 and said his church is the oldest African-American Baptist church in Tampa, having been organized in 1865 on the heels of the Emancipation Proclamation.
There are some rights and privileges that go along with being married, and they want to have those extended to them. I think there are other ways to get that done and don't have to be married. And I think that it's up to the legislature to figure out how to do it. If someone want to have some benefits because they live together and the law want to allow it, then the law can allow it. But to have them to claim that they are married, that they are husband and wife, I don't even know what that means. I don't know what the definition would be. You know, if two men got married or if two women got married, would that be a husband and a wife in the essence of marriage? I don't think so. So this is an abomination to even to the marriage institution.
WMNF asked Favorite whether this meant he would support giving same-sex couples some of the legal rights of married couples through civil unions.
You know, you can call a cow by another name, but it's still a cow. And I think that just to call it a civil union is, again, using a term that would equate it with marriage. I don't think that would do it. I think that somehow in our relationship with our children, we can give them certain things that belong to us upon our expiration, and perhaps something on that order where it becomes something that you can inherit would be, you know, passed on. But a civil union or a marriage by any definition between a man and a man or a woman and a woman is an abomination.
Derek Newton is the campaign manager for a group opposing the amendment called Say No To. Newton said he opposes the amendment because it will prohibit the recognition of any relationship that is not marriage.
It is an amendment that will have a lot of dramatic consequences to all Floridians. By restricting the types of relationships that people can enter into, it could potentially take away health care benefits, could potentially restrict existing rights and benefits that people already have, such as being able to see someone in a hospital if they're injured, or even sign burial forms to get someone buried or cremated, any number of benefits that people really take for granted. This amendment could take those rights and benefits away if you're not married.
Newton said that because of the laws already in place in Florida, the amendment would not affect the state's existing marriage arrangement.
The subject of the amendment isn't marriage. It's other unions. If you look at the language of the amendment, it really doesn't address marriage at all. All it says is that if you are not married, basically you don't count.
To learn more about the groups supporting and opposed to Amendment 2, visit yes2marriage.org and sayno2.com. In both of those, it is the number 2. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.